It is certainly by causeless mercy which has brought about the good fortune in which we could be here today. Is the home of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spent the first 24 years of his manifest pastimes in Srinavadvip Dham. Just at the end of his 24th year, he accepted the renounced order of life. By the request of Sachi Devi and his devotees, he made his residence here in Sri Jagannath Puri. Yesterday we spoke at the home of Srila Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first stayed there, and then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya arranged for Lord Chaitanya to stay at his maternal aunt's house. Soon after that, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, out of his supreme compassion, he decided to travel throughout the southern and western provinces of India. For several years, Lord Chaitanya traveled in this way. While he was in South India, Maharaj Prataparudra, who was the king of all of Orissa, called Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya to his palace. Maharaj Prataparudra said that I have heard that a very, very great personality has come to Puri, and he has shown special mercy upon you. In fact, I heard that he was even living in your house. Can you please be kind upon me and arrange for an interview for me to meet him? Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, yes, this great personality is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he has bestowed his very causeless mercy upon me. But now, he is not in Jagannath Puri. He has left some time back on a tour of the south of India. King Prataparudra asked, why? Why did he leave Puri? Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya replied that he is independent and it was his desire to go, even though I tried so much to stop him. King Prataparudra said, well, why didn't you stop him? Why didn't you fall at his feet and stop him? Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, because he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is fully independent. Whatever he wishes will be done. No one can control him. He is the absolute truth. When King Prataparudra heard this, he said, because you have spoken these words, I accept that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the ultimate goal of life. Srila Prabhupada explained, this is how we understand what is knowledge. However great, powerful, opulent, or influential we may be, when we humble ourselves before great souls who are authorities, speaking according to the Shastras, and when we submissively hear what they say and accept it, only then can we understand truth. Tad vijnanartham sugurum eva abhigacchate. By reading Vedas, you will never understand who is God. Only when we hear the Vedas from a proper spiritual master in an authorized disciplic succession, when that personality speaks, Krishna and all the previous acharyas are revealing the truth of the Vedas through the spiritual master. Therefore, the Vedas themselves say, again and again, you cannot understand us unless you hear our words through a proper spiritual master. King Pratapa accepted Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya as his spiritual master. And because his spiritual master was speaking the truth, he immediately accepted it. Just upon this one statement, Maharaj Pratapa surrendered his entire life to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He requested Sarvabhauma Vasudev again and again, please, when he returns from South India, can you arrange me to meet with him? Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, this will be very difficult because he is sannyasi. He does not meet with worldly people like kings. However, very soon he will be returning. I desire to provide for him a very nice place of residence. I request you to kindly help me in this regard. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should be given a very clean and nice place that is solitary and peaceful. Also, it should be very close to the temple of Lord Jagannath. Please make the necessary arrangements. King Pratapa, great happiness. He said, I know just the perfect place for him. The house of Kashi Mishra. It is very close to the Jagannath temple. It's a very quiet, secluded, and peaceful place, and all necessities are easily found there. This is the place that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should reside. Upon hearing this, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya came to meet with Kashi Mishra. He said, it is the king's desire that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stay at your residence. Kashi Mishra became full of joy. Oh, what a good fortune it is that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will stay in my residence. He was so very happy and grateful for this opportunity to serve the Lord. Soon, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned from his South Indian tour. The residents of Jagannath Puri, they were so much in the anguish of separation from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is explained, just like the chatak bird is always looking to the cloud, waiting for one drop, fixed in attention. Similarly, the residents of Jagannath Puri were waiting for the return of Lord Chaitanya. When he returned, he first met with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. The two of them went to the temple of Jagannath. There they had beautiful darshan of Sri Balaram, Subhadra, and Jagannath Swami. Then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya brought Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to this very place we are sitting today, the house of Kashi Mishra. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya introduced, this is Kashi Mishra. He is your eternal servant. At that time, Kashi Mishra fell down at the lotus feet of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in great ecstatic love. When he got up, Lord Chaitanya revealed to him his forearm form of Narayan, holding the conch shell, the club, the disc, and the lotus flower. When Kashimisha saw this, he fainted in great ecstasy. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu raised him up and very, very affectionately embraced him. In this way, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made his residence in the Gambhira. Kashi Mishra gave him a raised seat. Then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya brought in the various servants of Lord Jagannath from the temple. He started to introduce each of them. The first one he introduced was, this is Janardan. It is his service to repaint the beautiful body of Jagannath every year during the 15 days when he is in seclusion between Snan Yatra and Ratha Yatra. And this devotee here, he is the one that walks before Lord Jagannath with a golden cane when he's on procession. Each of these devotees had a special service to Lord Jagannath. They were all so happy meeting Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Meanwhile, Bhavananda Rai, the father of Ramananda Rai, happened to come in. And when he was introduced by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, Bhavananda Rai, how fortunate are you? Ramananda Rai, the very most precious jewel amongst all Vaishnavas, is your son. I declare that you are none different than Maharaj Pandu. Your wife is Kunti Devi, and your five children are the five Pandavas. Bhavananda Rai, he began to cry in great humility. He said, my Lord, my body, my wealth, all my family members, everything I surrender to you. For you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I am less than a fourth-class man. I am the lowest of the low and very sinful. But still, you are seeing good qualities in me. You have even embraced me. That is the evidence that you must be the Supreme All-Merciful Personality of Godhead. Please know, as long as you are in Puri, whatever I have is yours. And then he gave one of his sons, Vaninath Patanayaka, to full-time be in the service of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Prabhupada said that all Indians should give at least one son to full-time serve the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In fact, Prabhupada said, this is the disease in India, that they are not willing to do this. One of our devotees in Bombay, Ramchandra Chabria, you know, you remember, very old person. He owns the Sea Palace Hotel, just near Taj Mahal Hotel. We've had many programs on his terrace. He was one of the first devotees to help Prabhupada in London. And when Prabhupada and his devotees came to Bombay, Prabhupada first stayed at his hotel with all of his devotees for about a month or 6 weeks. He was the first person in Bombay to help Prabhupada. Ramchandra Chabria tells me, most every time I see him, that Srila Prabhupada would regularly express this dissatisfaction with Indians. That every Indian who has several sons should give at least one to full-time serve Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Hare Krishna. Anyways, some of the sons have come to make their parents fortunate. and give them the blessings of Srila Prabhupada. So Vaninath Patanayaka became Lord Chaitanya's servant. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after dismissing all of the guests and devotees, he called for Kala Krishna Das. All of this that I am explaining took place right here in Gambira. He said, just see the character of this man. I brought him with me to South India as my servant, assistant. But then he left me to join the Bataharis. But somehow or other, I have captured him and brought him back to this place. Now I am dismissing him from my service. He can go anywhere he likes. Kala Krishna Das began to weep and cry. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, without any other consideration, left that place to take prasad. When the devotees saw Kala Krishna Das completely rejected by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at least it appeared so, Damodar Pandit, Jagadananda Pandit, Mukunda and Nityananda Prabhu, they devised a plan to engage him in the Lord's service. That the devotees of Bengal had been longing for news that Lord Chaitanya was returning from his long journey to South India. Please bring the news to them. Here is Jagannath Mahaprasad. Give it to Sachi Devi and tell all the devotees the good news. Mahaprabhu has returned to Puri. In this regard, Srila Prabhupada and our acharyas explain that the devotees are more merciful than the Lord. We are all eternal servants of Krishna. By misuse of our own free will, we have all rejected Krishna. We have all run into the community of the Bataharis in the form of this material world. This material world is like one big Batahari camp. Everyone is exploiting each other. Everyone is trying to take the property of God for themselves. Kala Krishna Das was induced by the Bataharis through beautiful women to leave Lord Chaitanya's service. Similarly, Maya is inducing us through so many objects of pleasure in this temporary world to leave and remain away from the Lord's service. So therefore, the Lord, yayatamam papadyante tam tathaiva bhajamyam, he rewards you according to how you approach him. You reject him, he lets you go. But the devotees, the Lord empowers the devotees to come to this world to canvass on his behalf. Please come back home, back to Godhead. This is not reality. You are suffering. In the day you are decorating your dead bodies, in the night you are either wasting your life with sex life or sleep. Chant the holy names of Krishna. Return back to Krishna's service. When we have left the Lord, it is only through the mercy of Vaishnavas that we can ever come back into his association. So the devotees engaged Kala Krishna Das in a wonderful service. He went to Sri Navadvipa, went to the house of Sachi Devi. He put her in great ecstatic happiness. Nimai has returned. Nobody knew where he was. While traveling in South India in those days, there was no email or fax or telephone. There wasn't even a mail system. Nobody knew, is he in Rameshwaram? Is he in Udupi? Is he in Kanchipuram? Where could he be? All they knew is he was gone.
So imagine Sachi Devi when he finally returned where she knew where he was. How much happiness! And when the devotees understood, they were coming to Kal Krishnadas to hear the wonderful stories of Lord Chaitanya's Leela in South India. And how much bliss he was in performing this service. Actually, by the mercy of the devotees, he had the association of Lord Chaitanya. Because by chanting the glories of the Lord, we are with the Lord. By enlightening others in Krishna consciousness, Krishna manifests himself most vibrantly within our hearts. The devotees were roaring with joy. Advaitacharya decided, let us all immediately go to Jagannath Puri to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Immediately! Soon all devotees from Navadvipa, all devotees from Kulinagram, from Srikanda, all directions, they came to the house of Advaitacharya to celebrate the arrival of Lord Chaitanya. He had a 2 or 3 day festival of chanting, dancing, feasting. The devotees celebrated so wonderfully at Advaita's house, having beautiful kirtans of the holy name. They were making all arrangements to go to Puri. Meanwhile, Paramananda Puri arrived in Navadvipa. When Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling through South India, he came to a very famous place called Rishab Hill. This is the very place we read about in 5th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, where Maharaj Rishabdev, after instructing his 100 sons in transcendental knowledge, installing Bharat Maharaj as the king of whom this great land, the whole world, Bharatvarsha, was named after, he became Avadhut and traveled around like a madman. He came to this hill which is now called Rishab Hill, and there, by his own divine arrangements, a forest fire naturally took place, and he burned in that forest fire to return to his eternal abode of Vaikuntha. While visiting that holy place, Lord Chaitanya heard that Paramananda Puri is living at a Brahmin's house here. Paramananda Puri was one of the great disciples of Srila Madhavendra Puri, Mahaprabhu's own Param Guru. He went to that place in great, great eagerness, and there he fell at the lotus feet of Paramananda Puri, who lifted him up and embraced him. For 2 or 3 days, Paramananda Puri and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spent the entire day and night discussing topics of Lord Krishna's teachings and transcendental pastimes. Lord Chaitanya told Paramananda Puri, I am finding so much pleasure in your association. Please come to Jagannath Puri and live with me there. I do not want to give up your company. Lord Chaitanya, upon requesting Paramananda Puri, Paramananda Puri replied, yes, I am just now going to Navadvipa. And then I will go to Puri to meet with you. From there, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Sri Shaila. So Paramananda Puri came to Navadvipa. While he was there, he stayed at the house of Sachi Devi. Sachi Devi, she considered all Vaishnava sannyasis to be like her own son. She treated them with such motherly affection. All the Vaishnavas considered Sachi Devi to be the very mother of the entire universe. She would see to their comforts. She would cook with her own loving hands and feed them Krishna's prasad. When Paramananda Puri heard the news that Lord Chaitanya has returned to Puri, he immediately left. One devotee of Lord Chaitanya named Dvija Kamalakanta, he took him with him to be an assistant. Immediately, he went to Puri. And here in the Gambira, Paramananda Puri met with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya bowed down to him and Paramananda Puri embraced him, both worshipping each other. This is the transcendental nature of loving relationship. Lord Chaitanya worshipped Paramananda Puri like he would worship his own guru because he was the godbrother of his guru. And Paramananda Puri worshipped Lord Chaitanya as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And they both honored and respected each other's feelings of love toward each other and accepted. Lord Chaitanya told Paramananda Puri, I have been waiting for you. I am so very happy that you have come. Please stay with me and never leave Jagannath Puri. Then Lord Chaitanya arranged a small, quiet, solitary room in the house of Kashi Mishra for Paramananda Puri to stay very, very close to the Lord. The next day, Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami arrived. He came to Sri Gambira and fell at the lotus feet of Lord Gaurasundar. Previously, Swarup Damodar Goswami was named Purushottam Acharya, and he was under the shelter of Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet in Sri Navadvip Dham. After Lord Chaitanya took sannyas, Purushottam Acharya at the time was such a dear friend and associate of Lord Chaitanya, he went completely mad. Mahaprabhu has taken sannyas. He has shaved his head and accepted a danda. In Purushottam Acharya's madness, he immediately ran right to Varanasi and took sannyas. His sannyas guru's name was Chaitanyananda Bharati. But how he took sannyas was very particular. He accepted the vows of sannyas, but he did not accept all of the formalities of a sannyasi. He did not accept the saffron cloth. He did not accept the danda. He did not accept a sannyas name. The name Swarup is the name of a brahmachari who serves a sannyasi named Bharati. After taking sannyas, he should have been named Bharati. But Swarup Damodar Goswami wanted to live by the spirit of a sannyasi, which is to dedicate one's body, mind, words, and life in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead exclusively without any disturbance from any materialistic social obligations. Family obligations, government obligations, so many of these worldly things are given up by a sannyasi. However, he did not want to be disturbed by the prestige that a sannyasi is given. Actually, Vrindavan Das Thakur explains that at one time Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya told Lord Chaitanya that as soon as a person is given sannyas, immediately he thinks, I am the Lord, I am the Master. Just see, people are bowing down before me. People want to hear from me. People want to offer so many gifts of love to me. I am Lord. I am Master. Therefore, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, as soon as a person takes sannyas, his spiritual life is ruined. He starts thinking, I am Narayan. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught the proper way of taking sannyas. Naham vipro nacha narapatir napi na vaishya na shudro. That we take sannyas only for one purpose, and that is to serve. Trinarapi suniche natarorapi seshmana. Amani na manadena kirataniya sadahari. When Raghunath Das Goswami asked Lord Chaitanya here at the Gambhira, this conversation took place. Swarup Damodar Goswami asked Lord Chaitanya, Raghunath Das has a question for you. He has given up his home and taken to the renounced order of life. What are his duties? Lord Chaitanya's instructions. Do not talk all material nonsense, gossip, like people in general. Do not talk like this. Do not hear such gossip or material subject matter. Do not eat too opulently or dress luxuriantly. You should always offer all respect to others. You should expect none in return. You should always chant the holy names of Krishna, and in your heart meditate on worshipping Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. Then he gave him one more instruction. Trinadapi sunichena tarorapi seshna amanina manadena kirtani. This is the real meaning of sannyas. Sannyas means renunciation. To be more humble than a blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree, ready to offer all respect to others and to expect none in return. Swarup Damodar most perfectly dedicated his life to the essence of real sannyas. His Guru Maharaj, Chaitanyananda Bharati, ordered him, study Vedanta Sutra and teach this message to others. But when he heard that Lord Chaitanya had returned and was living in Puri, he received permission from Chaitanyananda Bharati to go to Puri to serve Lord Chaitanya. Swarup Damodar Goswami was a very ocean of transcendental love of God. He was the most intimate and dear servitor of Lord Chaitanya. He lived with him practically constantly, day and night, here in the Gambhira. Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami, his singing and musical abilities was greater even than the Gandharvas. His learning was like that of Brihaspati, the spiritual master of the heavenly planets. Because he sang kirtan so sweet and beautiful, whoever would hear his kirtan, their hearts would melt. He would put devotees' minds in great, great transcendental consciousness whenever they would hear him singing kirtan. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya, because of his beautiful singing, he named him Damodar. The name his guru gave him was Swarup, and Lord Chaitanya gave him the name Damodar. Therefore, we know him as Swarup Damodar. Lord Chaitanya was very particular. He would not listen to any writings or poetry or even songs that was not perfectly according to the Siddhanta of the Shastra. If there was either anything against the principle of achintya bheda bheda tattva, the simultaneous oneness of ourselves and difference in our relationship with Krishna, this is the real conclusion or siddhanta of the Vedas, that we are inconceivably simultaneously one with Krishna and different. One in quality, in that we are his parts and parcels, like a spark of the sun and the sun planet. But we are infinitesimal, and Krishna is all-encompassing and great. Therefore, our constitutional position is the eternal servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Anyone who spoke or wrote anything that was not in support of that conclusion was very disturbing to Lord Chaitanya's mind. And also, rasabhas, the overlapping or unpalatable mixing of different transcendental mellows. So therefore, no one could sing a song or show their writings or poetry to Lord Chaitanya until it was first carefully inspected by Swarup Damodar Goswami. Lord Chaitanya had complete faith in Swarup Damodar Goswami's knowledge and transcendental realization. When Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami came here to the Gambira, he fell at Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feet and began to offer beautiful, beautiful prayers of surrender. Lord Chaitanya said, "I had a dream. I had a dream last night that you would come, and now you have come to fulfill all of my desires." Swarup Damodar Goswami said, "I am a madman. I am the most fallen and sinful. I had your association in Navadvip, but then I left for another country. I left you. But because you are so merciful, you did not give up on me, and with the rope of your mercy you dragged me back here to the shelter of your lotus feet." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Swarup Damodar Goswami. When the both of these great souls embraced, they both fell to the ground completely unconscious. When they somehow came back to consciousness, Swarup Damodar Goswami met with the other devotees, Nityananda Prabhu, Haridas Thakur. They were all such dear and loving friends. The next day, Govinda came to Gambira. He introduced himself to Lord Chaitanya. "I was the servant of Srila Ishwarapuri. Just before Srila Ishwarapuri left this world to return to the eternal abode, he ordered me that I should surrender unto your lotus feet and always be with you to serve you." Lord Chaitanya, he said to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, "Ishwarapuri is so merciful. Out of his parental affection, he has sent this devotee to me." Then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya asked Lord Chaitanya, "Why is Ishwarapuri keeping a sudra as a servant?" Lord Chaitanya replied that the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his pure devotees like Ishwarapuri is completely transcendental to any materialistic considerations of caste or creed. The mercy of the Lord can be given to anyone, and anyone who receives that mercy becomes most qualified. "But I have a question for you, Vasudev Sarvabhauma. This person is my guru's servant. Therefore, he is worshipable and respected by me. How can I take service from him? But at the same time, guru has ordered him to serve me. What am I to do?" Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, "The order of the spiritual master is very powerful. It must be obeyed. When Parasaram was given the order by his father, Jamadagni, 'Kill your mother,' he immediately kills her." Hare Krishna. But Parasaram was intelligent. He knew, "If I please my father, he will give me a boon." So after he did this, he said, "Oh, you are so surrendered. What boon would you like?" He said, "Bring my mother and brother back to life, and make it so they don't know anything ever happened. Lakshman, the brother of Ram, how he was so obedient to carry out every order of Ram. Therefore, you must allow this boy to carry out the order of his guru by serving you. Upon hearing this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lovingly embraced Govinda, who was accepted as his servant. From that day on, Swarup Damodar Goswami and Govinda were personally serving Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through the day and through the night here in the Gambira. The next day, Brahmananda Bharati came to the house of Kashi Mishra. Mukunda Dat said, "Ha, my lord, Brahmananda Bharati has come to see you." Brahmananda Bharati was standing right in front of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya said, "Where is Brahmananda Bharati?" Mukunda Dat said, "He's standing right here before your eyes, my lord." "This is not Brahmananda Bharati. Brahmananda Bharati would not wear a deer skin." Hare Krishna. Brahmananda Bharati understood, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does not like my deer skin. Then he started thinking, "I am wearing this deer skin only because of my false pride. I want to show the world how very austere I am, that I have renounced everything to wear a deer skin." Lord Chaitanya understood Brahmananda Bharati's mind. So he sent for a set of common sannyas clothes. And Brahmananda Bharati put them on. And then he came before Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya offered his prostrated obeisances to the lotus feet of Brahmananda Bharati, considering him a very great senior Vaishnava. And then a wonderful conversation took place between them. The next day, Kashishwar appeared at the Gambira. Kashishwar was also one of the personal servants of Srila Ishwarapuri. He was a godbrother of Lord Chaitanya. He came and surrendered his life at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. From then on, throughout Lord Chaitanya's wonderful pastimes, he was given a very special service. He had a very strong built, solid body. It was his service. Wherever there was crowds, he would push the crowds away so that no one could touch Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet or in any way disturb his walking to the temple of Jagannath or his dancing. Also later on, after Srila Rupa Goswami discovered the Govinda deity in Sri Vrindavan Dham, Lord Chaitanya asked Kashishwar to go and assist Rupa Goswami in the worship of Sri Govinda. But Kashishwar was very much wanting to obey the order of the Lord, but brokenhearted at the thought of leaving the company of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally gave him a beautiful deity named Gaur Govinda. And he said, "I am in this deity. This deity is none different than me. You worship this deity and you will always be in my association." This is the first murti of Lord Chaitanya we know of that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally gave to his devotee Kashishwar, who brought the deity to Vrindavan and put him right at the feet of Sri Govinda Dev. Soon after that, Srila Ramananda Rai came from Vidyanagar in a procession with Maharaj Prataparudra. He came before Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya was so very happy to receive him. During Lord Chaitanya's tour of South India, on the instruction of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he went
to Vidyanagar on the banks of the holy river Godavari. And there he met Srila Ramananda Rai, who was the governor of the entire province of Madras. He appeared like a very worldly person. However, when Lord Chaitanya spoke to him in that sacred place, Ramananda Rai was empowered by Lord Chaitanya to reveal the highest, most confidential truths of the spiritual world. Lord Chaitanya told Ramananda Rai, please retire from your government service. Come and live with me in Puri. I want to hear your transcendental narrations of Krishna Lila for the rest of my life. Ramananda Rai came, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very pleasingly kept him in his loving service. Soon after this was the Snan Yatra. Lord Chaitanya again went to Alalanath. Then the devotees from Bengal came. First they arrived at Narendra Srovar, then they came to the Gambira. Lord Chaitanya brought them all in the room. This area here is the temple, which was the place of the house of Kashi Mishra. Just in the backside is the actual Gambira, the small room that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally lived. About 200 devotees were crowding in that room. The intimate exchanges of the love between Lord Chaitanya and his devotees were at their most wonderful, wonderful summit here in Gambira. Many, many of the most precious dialogues and loving exchanges that we hold so sacred to our hearts place here in the Gambira. In fact, through genuine faith, we can realize that they are all eternally taking place here in this holy Gambira. Lord Chaitanya, some of the exchanges, when they were meeting and when they were departing, it would always be from the Gambira. Devotees would come and meet Lord Chaitanya here, and they would say farewell to Lord Chaitanya here. Sambhog and Vipralamba. When the devotees would come from Bengal after about 6-7 months of separation, there was such a festival of ecstatic reunion. And when they were sent back, there was a festival of ecstatic weeping in separation. At one time, when they came, Lord Chaitanya saw Advaitacharya. He said, Advaitacharya, it is the perfection of my very life to see you. Advaitacharya said, because you are the supreme, all-merciful personality of Godhead, you can say that about a fallen soul like me. It is the perfection of my life to come to take shelter of your lotus feet. Upon leaving, Lord Chaitanya told Advaitacharya that you should give Krishna consciousness even to the lowest, most fallen souls without discrimination. He told Lord Nityananda Prabhu, go to Bengal and give Krishna consciousness to everyone. Induce the whole world to chant the holy name. Vasudev Dutt, it was here
that Lord Chaitanya began to embrace him and glorify him, Vasudev Dutt prayed, "Please fulfill my one desire. Let all living beings in the universe go back to the spiritual world to enjoy with you eternally. And if, because of their karma, they are not fit, then please let me take upon my head the karma of all living beings in the universe and let me suffer perpetually on their behalf so they can go back to Godhead." When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this here in Gambira, he began to weep and cry. What kind of compassion is this? Vasudev Das, why would Krishna allow such a compassionate, pure devotee like you to suffer in hell? Just by your very desire, all living beings will go back to the spiritual world. Lord Chaitanya said that, "I am your property, Vasudev Das. I declare it again and again and again, I am the property of Vasudev Das. And wherever he sells me, I am sold." On another occasion here in Gambira, Lord Chaitanya was saying goodbye to Raghava Pandit, glorifying him. Raghava Pandit, understand the quality of his service to the Lord. Raghava Pandit was a landowner. He had so many coconut groves with very nice coconut trees and other fruits. Every day he would take 5 to 7 coconuts and clip them and then give the juice to the Lord. Then he would take the offering off and he would take the pulp out and make another offering with that. But if he would hear that there was better coconuts that he had anywhere, he would go there to get them. One time he went a place 20 miles away just to get some coconuts, even though he had thousands of coconut trees. He wanted the deity only to have the best he could give. After so much endeavor, he had his servant clip the coconut, the pujari. But he noticed his servant happened to touch above the doorway, the ceiling of the doorway, and then he touched one of the coconuts. So Raghava Pandit took these 7 coconuts he went 20 miles to get and he threw them over the wall and rejected them because he considered they were not fit to be offered to the deities. Prabhupada said it's not that he had some cleansing phobia, that he was afraid of germs or bacteria or anything like that. It was that he considered that only the topmost standard of purity can be offered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu loved Sri Raghava Pandit so dearly. He would go to his house in Panihati and have wonderful, wonderful kirtan of the holy names. On one occasion, Murari Gupta, Lord Chaitanya wanted to glorify him to his devotees. Here in the Gambira, he explained that Murari Gupta, from his very birth, has been a devotee of Lord Sri Ramchandra. Once I tested Murari Gupta. I said, "My dear Murari, why are you worshipping Ram? Krishna's pastimes are the essence of all sweetness, most intimate of all leelas of the Lord. He is the original personality of Godhead. Worship Krishna." Murari Gupta went home that night and tried his earnest best to worship Krishna. The whole night with a broken heart he wept.
And the next morning he came and fell at Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet and said, "My Lord, I have sold my head to the lotus feet of Raghunath and I cannot take it back for any reason. It is not possible for me. Please give me this blessing that birth after birth after birth I never leave the lotus feet of Raghunath. But I am not able to follow your order. Please give me permission and I will end my life." Lord Chaitanya said here in Gambhir, "When I heard these words, I embraced Murari Gupta and I said, 'You are Hanuman. Your love for the Supreme Lord Sri Ramchandra is perfectly pure and chaste.' I was just testing you." The residents of Kulunagram, they were here in Gambhira with the other devotees. Lord Chaitanya gave them an instruction that every year at Rath Yatra, the ropes that carry Jagannath, Balaram and Subhadra from the temple to the cart, they always break. I want you to make first class silken ropes in Kulinagram. And Lord Chaitanya personally showed him the ropes that they were using. Make it just like this, but much stronger. From that day on, this was their service. Special service. Every year they would make first class silken ropes. Ramananda Vasu and Satyaraj Khan were the leaders of Kulinagram. Lord Chaitanya said that you are the descendants of Gunaraj Khan. Gunaraj Khan has written a verse about Krishna that is my life and soul. What was that verse? Sri Nandanandana Krishna is my life and soul. Sri Nandanandana Mora Pranath. Just because that verse was written with such pure love, I declare that all the residents of Kulinagram are worshipable. They were all most dear to Krishna. Even a dog from Kulinagram is dear to Krishna due to this wonderful offering of Gunaraj Khan. Those devotees asked Lord Chaitanya, "We are grihasthas. We have so many household duties. Please tell us, what is the real duty of a grihastha?" Lord Chaitanya told them to always chant the holy names of Krishna and whenever, wherever possible, serve the Vaishnavas. They asked Lord Chaitanya, "How do we know who is a real Vaishnava?" Lord Chaitanya said, "You will know who a real Vaishnava is, who chants the Hare Krishna Mahamantra." When we chant the holy names of the Lord, who take shelter of this process, they are real Vaishnavas. Because the holy name of the Lord is all-powerful. It can purify and cleanse the hearts even of the most wicked and sinful people. The Vaishnavas are always chanting Krishna's holy name. In fact, anyone who even once sincerely chants Krishna's name is Vaishnava, and you should serve them. The residents of Shrikanda, Mukunda, Narahari, and Raghunandan, Lord Chaitanya began to glorify them. He said to Mukunda, "Are you the father of Raghunandan or something else?" Mukunda was the father of Raghunandan. Mukunda said, "Because Raghunandan has inspired me in devotion to you, therefore he is my father. Lord Chaitanya said, yes, this is correct. One who inspires you in Krishna consciousness or brings you to the path of bhakti, that person is like your father. Then he said about Mukunda to all the other devotees assembled, Mukunda appears to be an ordinary physician for the Muslim king. However, once when he was giving medical advice to the king on a very high platform, someone came with a peacock fan to shade the king from the sun. But just by seeing that peacock feather in remembrance of Krishna, he fell unconscious in ecstatic love, fell all the way down to the ground from the raised platform. The king came down to see whether he was still alive. When Mukunda Sarakar came back to his consciousness, the king said, are you all right? Have you been hurt? What is your disease? Mukunda, very humble, he said, no, I am all right. But I have some sort of a disease like epilepsy. And sometimes I fall down like this. However, the king understood that even though he was a Muslim king, by the influence of Mukunda's association, he knew that it's because of his pure, unadulterated love for Krishna that he became ecstatic by seeing these peacock feathers. And he sent Mukunda home. He said, you go home and rest. It is all right. Lord Chaitanya gave these three devotees specific instructions, which Srila Prabhupada explains are the three instructions Lord Chaitanya gives to all classes of men. He told Mukunda that you make material and spiritual wealth. That means you work and you use your work and the funds that come through that work for propagating spiritual consciousness in the world. And you be responsible as a grihastha in your family with Krishna in the center. He told Raghunandan, his son, who was a pujari, you worship Krishna in the temple. In fact, Lord Chaitanya told the devotees, he worships Krishna with such devotion, Gopinath, that just outside of his temple is a beautiful lake and there is a kadamba tree. And on that kadamba tree, two beautiful kadamba flowers grow every single day of the year for him to use in the service of his deity. And then he told Narahari, the uncle of Raghunandan, that you should come and live with me in Puri and you preach Krishna consciousness. These are the three duties of a Vaishnava. One class will be grihasthas living at their home with Krishna in the center, earning spiritual and material wealth. The other class are those who live in the temple and help with the worship of the deity. And the other are those who stay in the association of the Lord and travel and preach the message of the congregational chanting of the holy name. The two brothers, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Vidyavachaspati, were given an instruction by the Lord here in Gambhira. He said, in the age of Kali, the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears in two forms, in wood and water. The wooden form of Lord Jagannath and the water form of the river Ganges. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, you always worship and serve Lord Jagannath here in Puri. Vidya Vachaspati, you return to Srinavadvip Dham and you always worship Mother Ganga. Lord Chaitanya would taste the ecstasy of the sweetness of glorifying his devotees here in Gambira. And the devotees were always eager to glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He told Srivas Thakur that you should always hold congregational chanting of the holy names of Krishna in your home. We could say that this was the headquarters of the Krishna consciousness movement. All the devotees would come here every year and give their reports to Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya would give each of his devotees special instructions which they held as their very life and soul throughout their lives. After all of the devotees left, Lord Chaitanya told Gadadhar Pandit to stay and personally gave him a place to reside not far from here, called Gameshwarapur. The wonderful leelas that were manifested in the Gambira are unlimited. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita especially describes many of these pastimes. But Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami himself explains that if even Ananta Shesha with his thousand mouths cannot describe the pastimes that took place here, who am I? I am just writing according to whatever little capacity the Lord gives me. The most intimate expressions of Lord Chaitanya's love were manifested here in Gambira. And therefore it is worshipped in the heart of all sincere Gaudiya Vaishnavas. One time, devotees were having big kirtan with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at the Jagannath temple. This kirtan was so ecstatic. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had drums and karatals playing, devotees dancing. He himself was dancing with such ecstasy. He danced all day long, hour after hour after hour after hour. He wouldn't stop dancing. Finally, the devotees were practically completely exhausted. After dancing all day, Mahaprabhu was still dancing. Finally, somehow or other, Nityananda Prabhu induced Swarup Damodar to start singing very soft, slow, sweet kirtan. Then Lord Chaitanya came somewhat into external consciousness. Then he took his bath in the sea and came back to Gambira. Govinda gave him prasad, and then Lord Chaitanya took rest. Generally, Lord Chaitanya would rest after taking noon prasad for about 45 minutes. But by this time, it was well past noon, and he laid down. When he laid, his body was covering the door of his personal quarters. It was Govinda's service to massage his legs and feet. However, because Lord Chaitanya was right at the door, he couldn't get to massage his feet. So he asked Lord Chaitanya, "Please move. My Lord, please move." Lord Chaitanya said, "I am too tired." Dancing all day. Shortly after, Govinda said, "Oh Lord, please move. You are blocking the door." "I am too tired." "Oh Lord, I want to massage your feet and legs. If you can please move slightly."
Do it or do not do it. That is your choice.
So Govinda, he took one of Lord Chaitanya's old outer cloths, covered Lord Chaitanya's body, and very humbly stepped over Lord Chaitanya's body and went in to massage his legs and feet. 45 minutes went by. Lord Chaitanya woke up. Sometime later, he saw Govinda was still massaging his feet. Lord Chaitanya said, "What are you still doing here? You are supposed to have taken prasad. Have you taken prasad?" Govinda said, "No." He said, "Why?" Govinda said, "Because you're blocking the door. I couldn't step over you to go to take prasad." Lord Chaitanya said, "Well, you stepped over me to get in. You could have stepped over me to come out." Govinda did not say anything. But in his heart, he was thinking, "I am willing to commit any number of offenses and suffer the reactions of any hellish consequences to serve you, my Lord. But I am greatly fearful even to commit the slightest trace of an offense for my own purposes." Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very personally, deliberately staged this pastime just to show the world the glories of Govinda and what is pure devotional service. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki. When the devotees from Bengal would come, often the husbands and the wives together, they would sometimes bring all sorts of prasad, special prasad that was not available in Orissa. Bengal is very famous for its varieties of sabjis and rice and so many other wonderful, wonderful foodstuffs. So devotees would cook, specifically Raghava Pandit and his sister Damayanti, they would cook thousands and thousands of wonderful preparations with such pure love and devotion, and personally pack each item and seal that package. Other devotees like Malini, the wife of Srivas, Malati, the wife of Acharya Ratna, Shivananda Sen's wife, Advaita Charya's wife, Sita Thakurani, they brought so many wonderful preparations. And each of these devotees gave the preparations to Govinda, Lord Chaitanya's personal servant. He would come with the preparations while Lord Chaitanya was taking his prasad here at Gambira, and he would say, "This was brought by Srivas and Malini." Lord Chaitanya would say, "Put it in the corner of the room. This was bought by Advaitacharya and Sita Thakurani. Put it in the corner of the room. These are the bags of Raghava Pandit. Put it in the corner of the room. Shivananda Sen has brought. Put it in the corner of the room." Over a month went by. The devotees were coming to Govinda saying, "How did Lord like my prasad?" Govinda was in terrible anxiety. He didn't want to hurt the hearts of the devotees. Devotees are soft-hearted by nature. So Govinda expressed his disturbed mind to Lord Chaitanya. He said, "All these devotees are asking how you accept it. A month's gone by. What should I tell them? I don't want to lie to them. But I can't tell them the truth either, because I don't want to break their hearts. You have a whole section of a room full of prasad.
Lord Chaitanya said, you have been with me all this time and still you don't know how to deal with this? Bring the prasad. There was more than 100 people could eat. Govinda brought each package. This was cooked by Srivasa Mamini. And then Lord Chaitanya would give his comments of how he was enjoying each preparation. Govinda would take note. One after another, he was bringing all the different prasad. In this way, in a matter of just minutes, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, here in the holy Gambira, he ate a room full of prasad. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki. Then Govinda brought the bags of Raghava Pandit. Lord Chaitanya, save that. I will take a little every day. Lord Chaitanya opened up each and every bag and took one little particle of it, a taste of it. Then he told Govinda and Swarup Damodar, give me some of this every day for the rest of the year. Now this big, big mountain filling a section of a room with prasad was sitting here for over a month. And Raghava Pandit's bags were eaten by him for a whole full year. But by the Lord's transcendental potency, every preparation, when he ate it, it tasted as if it was freshly cooked on that very day. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. Of course, we know the story of Kalidas. He received very special mercy here too. Kalidas made a vow to take the remnants of every devotee in all of Bengal. Jadu Thakur was a person who was of a Sudra background, but he was a great devotee. He and his wife, Kalidas, went to his home, said, please, accept these mangoes. Sadhu Thakur and his wife, after eating the mangoes, they threw them in a pit where they would keep the garbage. And at night, when no one was there to be embarrassed, Kalidas, who was hiding secretly in great ecstatic love, weeping and crying, began to suck the seeds and the skins of the mango. In this way, he got the remnants of all devotees. Because he honored and worshipped devotees so much, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally at the Singhadwaram allowed Kalidas what no one else was ever entitled to achieve. Drinking the water that directly washed his lotus feet, 3 poundfuls. And then after that, at noontime, Kalidas came to the Gambira. He saw Lord Chaitanya eating prasad. And he looked through the window. And Lord Chaitanya saw him and understood exactly what he wanted. So after Lord Chaitanya finished, he told Govinda, give my whole plate to Kalidas. This is how the Lord loves those who worship his devotees. While Lord Chaitanya was living here, year by year, the intensity of his ecstatic love appeared to increase in separation from Krishna. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifested his lila on this earth for 48 years.
24 years he lived in Navadvip. After taking sannyas, he came to Puri. For the first 6 years while living in Puri, he traveled to various places. He went to South India. He visited Vrindavan. The last 18 years of Lord Chaitanya's Leela, he never left Jagannath Puri. The last 12 years of his Leela, he was in so much rapture of the separation of Sri Radharani's love for Krishna that he was practically continuously tasting the sweetness of that love in the association of Ramananda Rai, Swarup Damodar Goswami, Gadadhar Pandit, and his most intimate associates. We understand the three internal and external reasons for Lord Chaitanya's appearance. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, externally, Lord Chaitanya came to fulfill three purposes. One was to fulfill his promise. Yada yada hi dharmasya glamir bhavati bharata abhyutanama dharmasya tadatma namasrajamya. In every millennium I will descend into this world to annihilate the miscreants, to re-establish the principles of religion, and to give happiness and protection to my devotees. The second reason was to fulfill the loving prayers of Sri Advaitacharya. Advaitacharya, with so much love, was calling for Krishna to descend to show mercy to the fallen souls. The Lord could not refuse the prayers of Advaita. He came to give him happiness. And as the Yuga Avatar, he came to establish the Yuga Dharma, the congregational chanting of the holy names. Krishna, 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 Krishna. This congregational chanting of the holy names of Krishna is the only means by which we can achieve the ultimate perfection of Krishna Prema in this age of Kali. There is no other way, no other way, no other way. This is the message of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. The three internal reasons are very deep and confidential. We may have some intellectual understanding, but to grasp the realization of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's purpose can only come about when we receive the unlimited mercy of the Lord and his devotees. Krishna would see his most beloved pleasure potency, Srimati Radharani's love, and it will attract his heart unlimitedly. Sri Radha and Sri Krishna are the one supreme absolute truth. That one supreme truth is eternally separate for the purpose of ecstatic loving exchanges. Krishna is the supreme object of love, and Srimati Radharani is the supreme abode of love. All love, all devotion is Sri Radharani, and all attractive object of love is Krishna. But of the two, the pleasure of the lover is greater even than the pleasure of the beloved. So Krishna was thinking, this is an eternal pastime, beyond time and space. But somehow or other we are limited
to the usage of words.
Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami said, Krishna was thinking like this, that I am the all-attractive personality of Godhead. I am attracting even the mind of Cupid. And I am all-knowing, but I cannot understand the heart of Sri Radharani. What is the nature of her love for me? Even though I am the reservoir of pleasure, the ecstasy Sri Radharani feels when she sees me, I cannot understand myself. What is the nature of the love of Sri Radha's devotion to me? What is the happiness she experiences in loving me and serving me? And what is it about me that so much attracts her heart and puts her in ecstasy? I cannot understand. Lord Chaitanya decided the only way to understand this is I must descend into the world with the heart of Sri Radharani's love. Krishna appears within this world only once in every day of Brahma with the experience of Radharani's devotion and complexion. It is Krishna tasting the love of Sri Radha. This internal purpose of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's descent was especially manifested here in the Gambhira. Sri Ramananda Rai and Sri Swarup Damodar, the constant companions of the Lord, were always at his side. They knew his heart perfectly by his mercy. Lord Chaitanya was in the mood of Sri Radha. Swarup Damodar was Lalita Sakhi, and Ramananda Rai is Vishakha Sakhi. The two most intimate associates of Sri Radharani in Goloka Vrindavan. As Lord Chaitanya was feeling the ecstasies of separation, Srila Ramananda Rai would recite beautiful slokas from Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna Karnamrita, Vidyapati and Chandi Das's poems in the Gita Govinda. And he would recite just the verses according to the particular mood of love that Lord Chaitanya was feeling. And Swarup Damodar would similarly sing beautiful, beautiful songs for the pleasure of Lord Chaitanya throughout the day and throughout the night. Somehow or other, during the day, Lord Chaitanya would perform chanting and dancing and going to see Lord Jagannath. So that, to some extent, occupied his mind into an external state of consciousness. However, in the night, when he was here in Gambhira, his consciousness would go into the greatest depths of his love of separation. When Akrura took Krishna from Vrindavan, how the gopis wept in separation. That was the mood of Lord Chaitanya. In fact, Kaviraj Goswami describes that when Uddhava came from Mathura to give a message to the gopis, the same ecstatic mood of separation that Radharani felt when she met Uddhava was identical to the mood of Lord Chaitanya when he was living here in the Gambhira. One day, Lord Chaitanya was laying down here, he would usually rest for about 45 minutes in the afternoon. Lord Chaitanya's schedule was very nice. In the morning, he would get up for the darshan of Jagannath. Then he and his devotees would dance and chant in ecstatic kirtan before the deities of Balaram, Subhadra, and Jagannath. After this wonderful kirtan, there was the upal bhog offering. From there, he would take prasad and go to Siddha Bakula, the home of Srila Haridas Thakur. There he would deliver Jagannath's prasad to Haridas, and he would also speak with Haridas Thakur. Sometimes Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami were also there. After spending time with his beloved devotees, he would take his bath in the sea. Then he would return to the Gambira, and he would chant on his japa mala. After chanting on his japa mala, sometimes Advaitacharya would come to him here. It explains one time Advaitacharya came as Lord Chaitanya was finishing his chanting. Lord Chaitanya would chant fixed number of rounds strictly every day here in Gambira, just to set the principle that all of us must chant fixed number of names every day on our mala. On this day, Advaitacharya came with all sorts of very auspicious puja paraphernalia. He was worshipping the Lord by putting sandalwood pulp all over his body, by offering him garlands, by bathing his lotus feet with scented water, by putting tulsi manjaris on Lord Chaitanya's head and offering prayers. After he finished, Lord Chaitanya took the same arti paraphernalia, whatever was left, and started worshipping Advaitacharya. Lord Chaitanya said, "Whoever you are, but I offer my respectful obeisances to you." Then Lord Chaitanya would make sounds from his mouth that were so funny that Advaitacharya would laugh. So then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would take his lunch prasad and then take some little rest. So one day while he was resting, Lord Chaitanya had a dream. In this dream he saw Krishna performing his Ras Leela. Krishna was standing in a beautiful threefold bending form, playing upon his flute. And there was a circle of gopis around him, and in the middle was his beloved Srimati Radharani. Lord Chaitanya was thinking, Krishna has played his flute, and now he has brought me to Vrindavan. Just then Govinda woke him up, said, "It's beyond your resting time, my lord." So Lord Chaitanya then, soon after, he went to the Jagannath temple. He looked at Jagannath and he saw the same beautiful form of Krishna in his dream. Jagannath appeared before him, standing in his threefold bending form, wearing yellow garments, a beautiful garland of forest flowers, playing upon his flute with a peacock feather bedecking his hair. As Lord Chaitanya was watching, he was standing behind the Garuda Stambha. On that day there were thousands and thousands and thousands of people rushing to see Lord Jagannath. And one woman from Orissa, she was so eager to see Lord Jagannath, but she could not see over the heads of all these thousands and thousands of people.
She climbed upon the Garuda Stamba, and in order to keep her position, she put her foot on Lord Chaitanya's shoulder to see the beautiful form of Jagannath. Govinda, very quickly, told this woman that she should get off Lord Chaitanya's shoulder. Lord Chaitanya said to Govinda, "O Adi Vatsya, O uncivilized man, why did you take this woman off the Garuda Stamba? Why did you not allow her to see Lord Jagannath to her full satisfaction?" The woman, understanding what she had just done, Garuda's a great Vaishnava. She put her feet on Garuda, that is Vaishnava Parad. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. She put her feet on his shoulder. That's aparad to Krishna. So the woman fell at Lord Chaitanya's feet and began praying for him to forgive her offenses. Lord Chaitanya spoke, "Oh, how fortunate this woman is that she has so much eagerness to see Lord Jagannath. How fortunate this woman is that her entire body and mind is completely absorbed in seeing the wonderful form of Jagannath Swami. I pray at the lotus feet of this Orisan woman that she may give me blessings that I may someday have the same eagerness to see Jagannath as she does." Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki. However, because this woman stepped on him, it brought his consciousness more again to external consciousness. When he looked again toward the deities, he saw Balaram, Subhadra, and Jagannath. And he said, "I was in Vrindavan. Where is Vrindavan? I think now I have come to Kurukshetra." In this way, in the mood of Srimati Radharani, when she met Krishna in Kurukshetra, she was very much immersed in the love of bringing Krishna back to Vrindavan. Lord Chaitanya then went back to his home, Gambira. Here at the Gambira, he was drawing lines on the ground and weeping incessant tears. Only Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Rai knew how to pacify the Lord in this situation. Lord Chaitanya explained that my mind has renounced everything of this world, and along with its disciples, his senses have become like a mystic yogi and gone to Vrindavan to beg for the mercy of Krishna. Where is Krishna? I saw Krishna, but then Krishna disappeared. Lord Chaitanya was weeping. Here in the Gambira, Srila Ramananda Rai began to recite beautiful, beautiful verses, and Swarup Damodar Goswami were singing wonderful songs. Half the night ended, and they felt that Lord Chaitanya was pacified. So in his little room, they put him to rest, and they locked all the doors. Lord Chaitanya did not rest. All night long, he was very, very loudly chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Krishna,
Then they didn't hear any more chanting. Ramananda Rai would go home.
Swarup Damodar Goswami and Govinda would generally sleep right at the doorway just to see if Lord Chaitanya needed any help. When they didn't hear any more chanting, they opened the door. And they saw that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was gone.
Swarup Damodar Goswami lit a lantern and they started looking everywhere and anywhere for the Lord.
They came to the Singhadwaram. On the northern side of the Singhadwaram, they saw Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu laying there. When they saw them, they almost died.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body had become elongated, 8 to 9 feet long. Each one of his joints was separated by 6 inches. That means all the joints in his arms, all the joints in his legs, all the joints in his neck, and all the joints in his waist. They were dislocated 6 inches apart from the other side, and all there was in between was just some flesh hanging. There was foam pouring out of his mouth. His eyes were incessantly emitting tears. And his hairs were standing on end. When the devotees saw this form, they became very, very unhappy. They all gathered together around the Lord, and for a long time they loudly chanted Krishna's holy name. Lord Chaitanya said, "Where am I?"
Damodar Goswami said, "Let us go back to Gambira and we will tell you."
They took him back here to Gambira. And they explained what they had seen. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself was very surprised to hear what kind of ecstatic symptoms he manifested. He said, "I don't know any of these things. All I know is I saw Krishna. He appeared before me for but a moment, like a bolt of lightning, and then he disappeared." On another occasion, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was here in Gambira. Swarup Damodar Goswami, Ramananda Rai were serving him so nicely. Chaitanya Charitamrita explains how sometimes when Krishna was in separation from Sri Radha, his cowherd boyfriend, Subal, would chant the glories of Sri Radha. And when Radha was in separation from Krishna, Lalita Vishakha would chant for him. This was the mood that Lord Chaitanya was feeling here in the Gambira with Ramananda Rai and Swarup Damodar Goswami. So they would chant and sing for the Lord through half the night. Then Ramananda Rai would return home. Swarup Damodar Goswami and Govinda would lay at the doorway. All the doors locked. All the windows locked. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would not sleep. There was no question of him sleeping at night. Only he would loudly, loudly chant the Hare Krishna.
Krishna, 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 Krish
Suddenly, Lord Chaitanya heard Krishna's flute. And somehow he came out of the Gambhira. There were three doors and they were all bolted. How he got out, no one knows. We can speculate, but no one knows. When the devotees didn't hear the chanting, they opened the door and they saw the Lord is gone. He has left Gambhira. Again, they lit a torch and this lantern, they went out searching. On this night, on the southern side of the Singhadwaram, they found Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu laying there amongst the Tailanga cows. All of his limbs entered into his body. His legs and his arms became like the legs and arms of a tortoise when it withdraws it within its shell. He looked like a tortoise. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami also compares it to a big pumpkin. There were no arms and no legs, but on his body every pore was erupted, big bumps, hair standing on end, foam pouring from his mouth, and like the river in Ganges and Jamuna, constant flowing of tears from his eyes. He was completely immersed in an apparently unconscious state, but internally he was in great ecstatic meditation. When the devotees saw this form, they tried to somehow or other move the cows. But the cows were so attached to sniffing and licking the body of Lord Chaitanya, they did not want to give up his association even for a moment. Somehow or other, the devotees lifted up this tortoise form of Lord Chaitanya and carried him back here to Gambhira. They loudly chanted in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ears the holy name of Krishna. After a long time, Lord Chaitanya, his limbs came out of his body and he stood up. He said, I heard Krishna's flute. And I went to Vrindavan. There I saw Krishna in a pasturing ground with his cows. And he met with Srimati Radharani. And he took her into the forest where there was a bower. I went into that forest bower. And there I saw Radha and Krishna with other gopis enjoying wonderful, wonderful pastimes while laughing and joking with each other. And then I heard this tumultuous sound. Why have you brought me here? Why have you taken me from Vrindavan? Swarup Damodar Goswami said that we found you with the cows in the cow shed of the Tailanga cows. He told them exactly what he was. Lord Chaitanya was amazed to hear. These became the regular pastimes of Lord Chaitanya during the last 12 years of his manifested Leela here at Sri Gambhira. In fact, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita explains how in his separation Lord Chaitanya would sometimes become so lean and thin that when he would lay down for resting at night, because his bones were coming from his beautiful golden flesh, it would cause pains and bruises to him. As a sannyasi, Lord Chaitanya's regulation was he would only sleep on the bark from the plantain tree that was put on the floor.
The devotees knew no greater suffering than seeing the pain that Lord Chaitanya was experiencing and the bruises on his body. Jagadananda Pandit, he got some very costly cloth, dyed it with red oxide, took fine cotton from the samuli tree and stuffed the cloth with it and made it into a mattress and a pillow. He told Govinda, please give this to Lord Chaitanya to lay on. Then he told Swaroop Damodar Goswami, please make sure Lord Chaitanya sleeps on it. So the next night, when Lord Chaitanya was about to lay down, he saw in his resting place was this very, very nice mattress and pillow. Lord Chaitanya immediately pushed it away and took his bark from plantain tree and laid on it. He asked, who has given this? Govinda said, Jagadananda Pandit. Lord Chaitanya became a little fearful. Swaroop Damodar Goswami said, Jagadananda Pandit will experience much unhappiness if you do not accept his offering. Lord Chaitanya replied in an externally angry mood, it is not the sannyasi's business to lay in a soft bed. Next he will bring me a bedstead. He is simply trying to give me sense gratification. It is not my business to accept it. So Jagadananda Pandit was very unhappy. But the devotees were trying to think of some way by which they could relieve the Lord of having to sleep on such a hard ground. So Swaroop Damodar Goswami, knowing the inner heart of the Lord most perfectly, what he did is he took Lord Chaitanya's own outer garment, which he sleeps on anyway, and then he took the plantain tree bark, which he sleeps on anyway. Then with his fingernails, he shredded the plantain bark into very, very fine, fine shreds. Then he stuffed that into Lord Chaitanya's own outer garments and made a little mattress and pillow. So it was not anything different than what Lord Chaitanya always sleeps on, just in a different form. When that was offered to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he saw how much his devotees wanted him to accept it, he accepted and began to sleep on Swaroop Damodar Goswami's very loving gift. When Lord Chaitanya was here in Gambira, sometimes his devotees would protect the three doors so carefully. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would rub his face against the walls in ecstatic love. And sometimes in the morning his face would be bruised. This brought so much unhappiness to the devotees. The younger brother of Damodar Pandit's name was Shankar Pandit. They brought him and asked Lord Chaitanya's permission if he could stay in the room with him all night, every night. All night here in Gambira, Shankar Pandit would massage Lord Chaitanya's feet, keeping them upon his own legs. Because it was night, time and time again Shankar Pandit would fall asleep. Lord Chaitanya would then take his blanket and place it on Shankar Pandit.
When Shankar Pandit would wake up, he would become very embarrassed and again put the blanket on Lord Chaitanya and massage. Then he would fall asleep. Lord Chaitanya would put his blanket on his devotee. However, out of fear of Shankar Pandit, Lord Chaitanya never rubbed his face against the walls or never attempted to escape from that day on. Shankar Pandit's eternal fame is as the pillow of the feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. These are some of the wonderful, wonderful pastimes that Srila Prabhupada explains of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Antya-lila that took place in Gambira. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami and Srila Prabhupada explain these pastimes are very high and very deep. However, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has performed these pastimes in such a way that even if we have no understanding of them, just by taking a very humble position that we are the most fallen, and just trying to appreciate the Supreme Personality of Godhead's wonderful, wonderful pastimes of love with His devotees, gradually we attain all qualifications to enter into the transcendental realization of real Krishna consciousness. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed here in Kashi Mishra's house, and also worshipped the deity that is here, the same deity that we are all having darshan with today. There's a wonderful story of this deity. The king before Prataparudra was named Purushottam. It was his tradition to sweep the street in front of Lord Jagannath to inaugurate the Rath Yatra every year. One particular year, the king of Kanchi with his daughter came to witness the Rath Yatra. When the daughter saw the king of Orissa taking the position of a menial street sweeper, sweeping the road, she asked her father, "Why is the king sweeping the street?" King Purushottam heard what she said. So he went to the king of Kanchi and said, "I want to marry your daughter, Hare Krishna." The king of Kanchi said, "According to our tradition, you cannot marry my daughter unless you defeat me in battle." King Purushottam said, "All right." He took his armies and attacked the king of Kanchi, and King Purushottam was defeated. He came back to Puri and went before Lord Jagannath and prayed, "Oh Lord Jagannath, you are the protector of your devotees, but I was defeated." And Lord Jagannath appeared to him in a dream and said, "Go again and fight with him, and this time, by my help, you will be victorious." So just after being defeated, what king, after being defeated, goes again? So he went again. There were two personalities in his army. One was on a black horse and one was on a white horse. The king came to one town and he wanted some yogurt. He saw a little cowherd boy walking with yogurt. Dahi. And he said, "Can you give me?" So the cowherd boy gave. And then he said, "Now you give me some money."
Kingston, I don't have any money now. But then, these two personalities on the black and white horses gave him a ring. King Purushottam marched into Kanchi and defeated the king of Kanchi. Victoriously, he was returning to Puri. And on the way back, he met the cowherd boy. The cowherd boy says, I have no use for this ring. I need money. Can you give me money in exchange for this ring? The king said, where did you get this ring? He said, these two persons on a black and white horse gave me the ring. Then King Purushottam understood what happened. That was the ring of Lord Balaram in the temple and the ring of Lord Jagannath. He understood that Krishna and Balaram actually came and helped him to win this war. So the daughter of the king of Kanchi returned with him, and it's really wonderful how they had their wedding ceremony. As the next year, at the time of Ratha Yatra, as King Purushottam was sweeping the street, the wedding ceremony took place. He wanted to establish from the very beginning that our purpose of being united in marriage is simply to be the humble, menial servant of the servant of Lord Jagannath. As a wedding gift, the king of Kanchi gave him the main deity, one of the main deities of their palace, and that was this deity of Radhakanta. Also a deity of Ganesh. King Purushottam put Radhakanta and Ganesh in the temple near Lord Jagannath, Balaram and Subhadra. Now this story I am telling, we have heard from the pujaris and priests of the temple here. They say that when Prataparudra Maharaj was the king, the next king, Lord Jagannath appeared to him in a dream and said, this deity of Radhakanta is very much eating the prasad that is offered. Please find him another place. At that time, Kashi Mishra was the priest for King Prataparudra and one of the head priests of the Jagannath temple. He was living here. So the deity of Radhakanta was brought to Kashi Mishra's house. The Ganesh deity is still there in the temple. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, while living in the backside of the Gambhira, would come forward and worship this beautiful deity of Radhakanta. Before Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disappeared, he entrusted the worship of this deity to a great disciple of Vakreshwar Pandit called Gopal Guru. And since then, descendants have been worshipping the deity here in the house of Kashi Mishra. Here we should pray that we can experience what is real bhakti. One of the most wonderful of all pastimes that took place in Gambhira is explained in the last chapter of the Antya Leela of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. We're here in the presence of Srila Ramananda Rai and Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami. Lord Chaitanya began to recite Shikshastakam. Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu had written the Shikshastakam and in many ways preached these teachings to all classes of men to attract them to Krishna consciousness. However, here in the Gambhira, he was personally tasting the depth
depths of the ecstasies of the realizations that are awakened through these eight verses of Shikshastaka.
Our acharyas proclaim how Sri Shikshastakam is most important for the most beginning neophyte devotee to understand. Chaito darpana marajanam bhava mahadavagni nirvaha. These eight verses condense within it the entire philosophy of the conclusions of Vedanta. From the preliminary stage of cleansing our hearts by the congregational chanting of the holy names, all the way to the point of the ecstasy of Radha's love for Krishna, are all contained systematically and progressively in the eight verses called Shikshastra. Exactly what is the goal of life and how to achieve the goal of life is perfectly revealed in only eight verses. Here in Gambira, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed to the world how deep, confidential, and profound the Shikshastakam verses are revealing the absolute truth of pure devotional service. As we make spiritual advancement, we can understand and experience greater and greater and greater realizations. To conclude our katha here in Gambira, I would like to request everyone to very loudly and sincerely recite together Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Shikshastaka.
Thank you.
This time we'll have kirtan. The devotees through this rear side of the temple. You go down the aisle and turn left, and there you will find Gambira. We are now in the house of Kashi Mishra. That was the actual place of the private quarters of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The entire room was the Gambira, and the section that is walled off was the place that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would rest. In that room, or above the room, there is paintings. On your left-hand side, that is Ramananda Rai. In the center is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. To your right of Lord Chaitanya is Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami. And just beside him is Govinda. These were the constant associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu during his intimate pastimes in Gambira. Of course, we know Raghunath Das Goswami was the personal secretary of Swarup Damodar Goswami. But out of his natural humility, he never offered personal direct service to Lord Chaitanya himself, but would always be satisfied as the servant of the servant of the servant. But all the truths were revealed to him in its fullest. And what Srila Raghunath Das Goswami had seen with his own eyes and heard from Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami, he spoke on the banks of Sri Radha Kund each and every day for several hours. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami in his old age attended these discourses each day. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami explains in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita that Swarup Damodar Goswami kept a notebook of the pastimes and teachings of Lord Chaitanya. He kept his notes in a very brief form. However, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami described it very, very elaborately in his notebook. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami says there are many biographers who wrote down the history of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, but none were in such close, intimate proximity to the Lord as Srila Swarup Damodar and Raghunath Das Goswami. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami explains, in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, I do not write any of my own ideas or opinions. I am only humbly repeating on the order of the Vaishnavas what I have heard from Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. Inside the inner quarters of the Gambira, to your left you will see the sandals and the kamandalu of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in a small encasement, and also his sitting place. To the right of those inner chambers, to your right, is another very small and dark room where you will see a ghee lamp with flame. From the time of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just before he disappeared, this flame was lit, and it is said that it has never gone out since then. This continuous lamp in honor of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's holy presence here. What I have spoken today, at the end I spoke some of what I have heard from local priests here at Radha Kanta's Math, Gambira. But throughout the rest is all according to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, as Srila Prabhupada has explained. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah.